Welcome back to the Daily Cardinal Sportscast. I am multimedia editor Grace Satterfield.
And I'm football sports writer Cameron Coleman.
Back again. Nothing new, right?
Yeah, not too much. Big surprise last week with the Stanford-Oregon. I shouldn't say big surprise. We kind of saw it coming. Still, I'm a little shell-shocked. I thought Oregon was the team to beat the Crimson. I really thought they were.
Yeah, definitely. They just got punched in the mouth.
Really. They really did, over and over and over again, just slowly.
The Ducks being held scoreless for three quarters was the sight to see.
Yeah, I don't want to see it ever again.
another impressive game, the Wisconsin Badgers. Defense coming through. Very impressed with their performance against BYU. BYU came in, we talked about it all last week, very dynamic offense, you know, a lot of skilled players, a very talented rushing attack, and I felt like the Badgers just messed with them the entire game.
Well, I kept telling Brett, who was right next to me the whole game, I was like, I can't believe Hill's not doing more of this game, mm-hmm. But he had no one there. It was an excellent secondary, and this secondary had me a little bit worried earlier in the season. They're young, but they have been holding strong. And then we see Chris Borland back in play, too, and it's like nothing ever happened to him.
Yeah, there was pressure on the quarterback the whole game. I felt the same. I was up in the student section, and I was like, I was really excited to see Taysom Hill play. Like, mm-hmm. I watched, you know, that Boise State game and just, like, other times that I'd seen BYU either on, you know, TV or just in the highlight reel. I really wanted to see him put forth a good game, see something competitive, and I felt like he did diddly pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, I kept looking at Taysom Hill compared to, you know, Joel Staube. And Staube was, you know, it didn't look like it, but he was actually killing it. I mean, his passes were getting there. There were a couple, though, that were way off. We saw Everett Harris in the end zone,
yep.
Wide open, you know. And if you can't get it there, like, some people will say, well, then you're not a decent quarterback. But, no, there's just times when that happens. We also seen Staube, you know, hitting Pettersson low on the outside hip. Maybe not getting his passes as accurate as possible. Well, he's still young. He's developing as a quarterback. I'm still seeing him coming into games a little stronger than we saw him earlier in the season.
Definitely has shown a lot of improvement, and I think he hit the nail on the head. The kid's a sophomore, mm-hmm. and he played, three, four games last season. Came off the bench halfway through and then was shortened by an injury. So this is really his first go at it more than anything else. And it's just Badger fans are just so spoiled with the 1 year Russell Wilson at quarterback. It's just, you feel bad for the kids that have to sling it under center because you look up and number 16 Russell Wilson is just burned into everyone's mind. I mean, there's a reason why he's leading the Seattle Seahawks to the playoffs and is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, we're just so spoiled.
You know, one thing I like is how Russell embraces Wisconsin as almost his school. He was here for a year, you know, but he embraces Wisconsin. He loved the fans. He loved the atmosphere. And he's gone on to do great things and hasn't forgotten about the Badgers.
Yeah, he came on the Jumbotron yesterday right before Jump Around.
Yeah.
It was a sight to see. So the Badgers, quick, you know, too long didn't read version of this. Defense played super well against the highly dynamic offense. Yeah. Well, this week, Saturday, Indiana comes in with a highly dynamic offense.
Super offense. I think they've been averaging just under 230 yards a game. Or no, that has to be wrong. It has to be
wrong. I got the stats for you. Indiana's coming in 43 points a game and an impressive 327 passing yards a game.
327. See, I think it was 400 and
total just yards, 430 like
total yards. Yeah.
These boys can score, and they can score a lot.
And they can score quick. And it's going to be a challenge for the Badgers. They got to try and keep their offense out there as much as possible. And let's go back to what we always talk about, the Wisconsin run game. It's going to be about these long, sustained drives, eating up time of possession, taking it down the field. That's what it's going to come down to.
I don't really have anything else to add on the Wisconsin running game. We've talked about him every week this year. James White, he's really good. Melvin Gordon, he's really good.
Corey Clement
is really good. It's just, their success is boring. Yes, they're going to hand the ball. One or both of them will eclipse 100 yards. Together, they'll score three or four touchdowns. And it's just this like, yep, okay.
I mean, if anything, it was Gordon maybe outshining White a little bit earlier in the year.
And now they've kind of flip-flopped.
Yeah, and now it's White starting to show his stuff too. And especially getting those receptions. He's, you know, I look at him and I kind of see Danny Woodhead. Not because of the height or anything. Just, you know, he's multitasking, getting those receptions. Yeah. That's fine. But what I also heard from Joel Staave is White's a guy that he can depend on in the backfield to get those blocks.
Yeah.
You know, and that's huge, huge. Because when you have a team that's so used to running and you need to pass, you need to toss that ball up to Everett Ayers, you're going to need your quarterback to feel comfortable in the pocket.
That is the one thing. If Indiana's lightning offense does decide to show up and they put 14, 21 points on the board relatively quickly, the Badgers have not found themselves in a situation in which they need to play from behind. And this offense is not designed to score points in bunches the way that Indiana is.
Yeah. And what Gary Anderson said earlier in the week at his conference was that, if anything, they'll be looking for some more play action this week. You know, he's releasing that secret. Watch it coming, yeah. But they're also going to try and give Staave some more time to pass, which I would definitely like to see. Let's see what the kid can do.
If there is a team to experiment with the offense with, this is the team. As good as Indiana's offense is, their defense is lacking in a big way. Indiana's defense allows 37 points a game, which is a lot, but more importantly, that is 114th in the country. There's 120 teams out there. That is that is bottom of the barrel on defense. So looking at the numbers, the Badgers should have no trouble scoring points.
Yeah, knock on wood for the Badgers there. We should see the Badgers come out, do their thing, start off running, be able to mix it up, and it would be really nice to see them mix it up. But I am still a little worried that, you know, the Badgers might look past Indiana. You know, you got to worry for the people there because Indiana's not a terrible team in seasons past. This season, they haven't had the best of luck, but they're still going to come ready to play.
They've shown a lot of improvement this season, but
they have an explosive offense.
They're winning football games more than they can say last year. Here's what I take away from this game. Badgers have won 8 straight contests against Indiana. And in the past 3 years, they have won 83-20, 59-7, 62-14. So for those doing the math at home, is 204-41 in the last 3 games against Indiana. And as much as I'd like to watch a close game, with this Indiana defense, I see no reason why the story is going to be any different.
I mean, nothing against these guys, too, but you're also talking about numbers when there was a Russell Wilson Badger, a Monty Ball Badger, you know? You're talking
well,
about
the 83 points was with Tolzien.
Yeah.
It's just...
Hey, Tolzien showed his stuff for the Packers,
played in Green Bay. I went to the game last year in Indiana, and the way that the conference broke down last year with Ohio State and Penn State being ineligible, if Indiana were to beat Wisconsin last year at home, they would have been on the inside track to the Big Ten championship game. And the crowd was excited. It was the first big game in Hoosier football in God knows how long. And the Badgers came in. And the first quarter was actually pretty competitive. And then they just dropped the hammer. The final, it was 62-14. It was just like Indiana had that opportunity to kind of be like a football team for once, and they just dropped it. And I think this Indiana team is showing improvement. Their offense definitely looks to be in place. But until they get their defense up to par, they will be one of the bottom of the barrel teams in the Big Ten.
That's true. Well, looking nationwide this week, there was only one contest that I was really interested in, and that was Oklahoma State and Texas. And I didn't know how interested I was in it until Gray explained it to me what this outcome might have for Badger fans.
So, Oklahoma State and Texas both control their own destiny for a shot at the Big 12 title. Texas had an ugly start, started 1-2. But when they beat my beloved Oklahoma Sooners, haven't lost a game in conference play. Oklahoma State, on the other hand, dropped a game early to West Virginia, but if they beat Texas, both of them would have one loss. Oklahoma State would have a tiebreaker, naturally. Obviously, Baylor is looming in the Big 12 as well. Clearly the best team, but both these teams play them. Long story short, if Texas beats Oklahoma State would then have 2 conference losses, therefore being eliminated from Big 12 title contention. Meaning that next week's contest between Oklahoma State and Baylor is less significant. So, Badger fans, if that game is less important, the Badger game against the Minnesota Golden Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe becomes the most enticing matchup next week, which means, perhaps, ABC might flex that to not only a night game, but the ESPN College Game Day crew could appear in Minneapolis for the Badger game, which I think would be exciting for everyone involved.
I do agree. That's going to be
exciting. So if you're a Badger fan, hook 'em horns.
And that'll be an exciting game to watch regardless. But college game day always makes it a little bit more fun.
Kind of looking abroad on the for Badger fans as well. Big Ten implications this week. A similar scenario, a kind of division championship game, if you will, consists this week between Michigan State and Nebraska. Michigan State undefeated in Big Ten play. A win against Nebraska will basically book their ticket to Indianapolis and a date with Ohio State.
Yeah.
However, Nebraska only won conference loss with the win over Michigan State. Basically, the inverse happens, and Nebraska's pretty much out the door to Indianapolis. Do you have a thought on this game?
Once I saw Michigan State play Michigan, my feelings were confirmed. Michigan State all the way. It's Spartans.
They're a good team, and their defense is incredible.
It's insane. It was held scoreless right up until, 3 minutes left in the half when Michigan State finally decided they wanted to score a touchdown to make more points? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that Michigan, what was it? It was negative 46 rushing yards for Michigan because the Spartan defense racked up, what was it, 7 sacks in that game? That is a team that, I mean, Ohio State's a great team, but if those two teams match up in Indy, I'm not ready to bow down to the Buckeyes just yet.
Well, you're looking at an explosive offense versus a defense that's just going to fire it right back at you. I don't know if Carlos Hyde can get past that line. We'll see. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully that'll be a great matchup, but Nebraska might come through and be a Husker Buckeye.
True. Nebraska pulled off that incredible win against Northwestern on the Hail Mary. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we're talking about Northwestern. Let's not get away from ourselves.
Hey, a win's a win, right? Lastly, one more national outlook game, if I may. Auburn and Georgia have a date this weekend. Auburn is the only team that controls its destiny in the SEC West. A win this week will set up a colossal Iron Bowl against Alabama over Thanksgiving. However, I think this is a little bit of a trap game for Auburn. I mean,
I think they cannot look past Georgia. Yeah, I think
Georgia's
actually still got some stuff left in them. You know, we saw it earlier in the season, but they're still hanging tough.
Georgia is, I mean, just a really unfortunate story this year. So many injuries on that team. So much promise that just kind of fell apart. But a solid win against Florida. Definitely, I mean, Aaron Murray is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He has just a little bit less than 2,500 yards in the year. Auburn better have all their ducks in a row if they still want a shot at winning the conference.
Yeah.
Last but not least, November is an interesting month because we have college football season coming to a close while college basketball season is taking off.
Almost feels like March out there. It almost feels like March.
It's kind of neat. We get the best of both worlds. The Badger Hoops team took to the floor a couple nights ago in a very fun game against Florida. Got the win in front of a ruckus Kohl Center crowd, 59-53. Couple takeaways from that game. Decker led the team in points with 16. I think Brust had the best overall game, 11 points and 9 rebounds. Any take on this, win over Florida?
See, I appreciate a Badger win, you know, good for them. But Florida, how many guys did they have sitting out? Was it 5 or 6?
Yeah, it was definitely a depleted Florida roster.
It was not Florida at its best. And you got to look at this game, you know, it's a 6-point game. Could have gone either way, honestly, with people in there. So you got to look at the Badgers and just be skeptical. Yet it's really early.
It's the first home game of the year.
Basketball is a very long season. Yeah. Just watch the Badgers.
Quality win, though. Come March, people will look at that win and give the Badgers a check, maybe over another team. Next matchup for the Badgers is UW-Green Bay on Saturday. Doubt they'll have any issues there.
Yeah, I don't see much coming up in their way.
Well, that concludes our podcast for this week. Thanks for the listen. We will talk to you next week as we preview the battle for the axe.
Go Gophers. See ya.